And they still got a couple more years, so they got plenty of time to plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
The second item I have this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, is a wastewater agreement. The developer in this case is David Crawley of Newport, Delaware. The location is the north end of Railway Road. The sanitary sewer district is the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And the type and size of the development is an existing single-family homes and townhouses. Previously, there have been, under the original construction agreement, the sewer connections have already been collected. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting a construction period of 120 days, and we're expecting a $60,000 estimate for the cost of the construction administration and construction inspection contract. And we're looking at a proposed construction cost of $454,265. The motion to put this in place would be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Council execute construction agreement number 0506G between Sussex County Council and Linder and Company for wastewater facilities to be constructed at Bethany Bay, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Could I get that motion from council, please?
You say move.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Mr. Godwin. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Mr. President, members of council, I would like to take this opportunity to review with you our legislative update that was included in last Friday's package. I apologize for that package being out of sequence. The previous Friday, which we had off, was not the reason why you didn't get a report. You didn't get the report because as I was planning to do that on Thursday, I think that was the 9th of April, County Administrator Baker and I needed to go unscheduled to Legislative Hall to discuss an issue that we felt was very important, and that's why I didn't get that report done. But it's probably better because now I've got a little more information for you about some other legislation that we need to keep an eye on. As you know, I do attempt to get a report to you weekly about the movings and the movements of the Delaware General Assembly, particularly as they pertain to us. And just to go over this as quickly as I can with you, I'm sure you're familiar with House Bill 65. This is the bill that was introduced by Representative Booth that would change county council size from 7 members to 5. I'm continuing to oppose that. I've even spoke with Mr. Booth personally about that. I will be visiting next Tuesday, the 28th. I'll spend most of the afternoon in Legislative Hall for a couple of reasons, which I'll go over with you quickly if I can. Senate Bill 7, which was the eminent domain bill that Senator Venables worked so hard on last year and had it vetoed by the governor, has not only been passed by both houses of the legislature, but Governor Markell signed that on the 7th of April. So that bill is now state law. Senate Bill 48, President Phillips asked for a legal opinion on that one about our appointee to the Conservation Advisory District, Soil Conservation District, Board. And I think that our legal counsel, Mr. Griffin, has, I hope he's given you satisfactory legal advice on where we stand. I don't think this bill hampers our ability to maintain our appointee, which was President Phillips' concern on that board. House Bill 95 we'll call that the puppy bill, the puppy mill bill. That's a law that would require a number of new regulations in the commercial development of facilities that breed and sell puppies as a business. We're concerned about this because those dog control responsibilities are going to come to us at the end of this year, and we're not at all anxious to have more regulation and cost added to the already new responsibilities that we'll absorb sometime in 2010. So the legislature knows that we're definitely opposed to that and why. And I believe that that bill has been, I think it's slowed down some since it was introduced, is my point. Senate Bill 49 is the limitation on deed restrictions as they refer to solar energy. We have made the legislators aware that we're not in support of this because it removes individual property rights when it comes to the installation of solar panels. There's a few two bills that I'd like to bring to your attention that are brand new. Senate Bill 57 and Senate Bill 58 are both bills that will change the current Freedom of Information Act. You should, if you would, take a few minutes and read through these over the next few days and let me know what you think. It looks like it's an attempt to make the regulations in FOIA a little tighter and a little more restrictive. So I'd like your comments on that sometime before next Tuesday, if we could. Senate Bill 59 is the bill that Dave and I raced Dover for 2 weeks ago. This is a bill that will require certain changes to the building code as they relate to energy efficiency. As we looked through the bill, we really didn't find a lot of discomfort with the theme and the spirit of the bill, but there were three issues in it in detail that Dave and I did take issue with, and we sent a letter to the sponsor, Senator McDowell. He's aware of our concerns. I spoke with his aide last week, and they know that we want to be part of any discussions that go on between now and next Tuesday, because Senator McDowell promised that that bill will be on top of the Senate agenda next Tuesday. That's another reason why I want to be there on the 28th. House Bill 106 is included. I'd like you to take a look at that, and perhaps Dave or Susie could give me some advice on this one. It relates to the Delaware Open Space Council and how they allocate funds. And with our relationship with that organization, I need some advice on what position we should take on that particular piece of legislation. There are a list of bills at the bottom, at the end of my report, that only pertain to Newcastle County. I know it's not our immediate concern, but the spirit of these bills, if it came this way, would, I'm sure, have all of our concern. House Bills 79, 80, 81, 82, and 83 are all land use bills that I think if those particular measures were introduced for this county, you folks will all have some concerns about them because they further, how do I say this? They add more requirements on land use issues. They have to do with schools, DLDOT and DENREC, how they relate with subdivision approvals.
Schools, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one more bill here that I wanted to bring to your attention. Again, it's just a Newcastle County bill. And while I'm not voicing any opinions on any of these Newcastle County bills, I'm just keeping an eye on them with fear that sometimes these things creep from upstate to downstate over a session or two of the assembly.
They don't have an APFO, Adequate Public Facilities Ordinance in Newcastle?
They do, yeah.
They do.
Okay.
But this is beyond that.
Okay.
Another bill that's maybe of interest to you in Newcastle County, House Bill 124, is a gun control bill. Now, it only pertains to county-owned or leased lands, and the reason they're trying to install this, as I'm told, is they've had some problems with people bringing guns into libraries, people doing, firing firearms on county parks. We don't have county parks, but I thought that we'll watch and see how that bill goes, and I'll report to you how it's embraced by the entire General Assembly. It may have some reflection on how they might look at gun controls in this county. I just wanted you to be aware of that. Another bill that's been passed and signed by the governor as of just a few days ago, Senate Bill 69. When this bill was introduced, I made sure that Susie took a look at it. I'm sorry, Mrs. Webb took a look at it. This bill had an effect on how the state manages its finances in different bank accounts. I wanted to make sure that it didn't have any effect on dollars flowing from the state to the county. And Mrs. Webb assured me that it didn't. So that bill has been passed, but it looked to me like it's a financial management bill. It gives the governor a little more control over accounts that are monies that are allocated by the state, and they may be laying in an account that haven't been used yet. It allowed them to use that money until it was called on. And that concludes my legislative report. If you have any questions, I'll do my best to answer them for you.
Any questions for Mr. Godwin?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Mr. Izzo, our county engineer.